So you know that in the world, there are many subjects that we don't talk about much, that are taboo. Well, today, we are going to talk about a non-typical subject that is paraphilia. If you don't know what paraphilia means, it is actually when people have atypical sexual behaviors or relationships. We are going to clarify the subject by talking about three types of paraphilia. So for today, on CCQ, also known as Crazy Crunchy Questions, we are going to find the answers to our question of the day, which is, why do people practice abnormal sexual relationships? Our first guest today is Ashley Montana, a gynecologist from Seattle. She's here to talk to us about bestiality. So hi, Ashley, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you. Can you please explain to us what bestiality is?
So bestiality is not a very known subject, but from what people know of it, it is a sexual relationship between a human being and a lower animal. So basically, people that practice this abnormal sexual relationship, well, they have a sexual relationship with their pet.
Okay, but there must be consequences concerning the health of people that do this type of practice. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes, there are definitely a lot of risks for the health of these people. They can get infections, allergic reactions, and even diseases. Humans and animals aren't biologically compatible for sexual relationships. So yes, it can bring many complications, and it can be dangerous for the health of the person in many cases, and sometimes for the health of the animal. Some animal virus can be transmitted, and that can lead to many health problems, and sometimes it can even lead to death.
Well, knowing all of this, why do people still practice this abnormal sexual relationship?
Well, this is a good question, but mostly people that practice this abnormal sexual relationship mostly do it because of unconscious reasons. So some people are scared that the other human, if they are in a relationship with them, will either play with their emotions, judge them, or reject them. Others feel like they are completely in control with an animal and that they are dominant. In special cases, an non-ethical reason would be that the animal can't offer consent, so they don't have to ask, and they just do. These reasons aren't necessarily rational for us, but for people that have this condition, well, it's normal and it's rational.
Okay, so thank you for informing us today on bestiality.
You're welcome.
Now, Gwen Tisdale, a funeral director, is here as a witness to tell us about her story on necrophilia. Hi, Gwen. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. And you?
I'm good, thank you. Can you please tell us what happened?
Okay. So, as a funeral director, I see lots of things. But what I saw that day was definitely unexpected. It was literally what you see in the movies. So I'll put you in a situation. A woman died, and the ex-boyfriend shows up saying he wants to have a last moment with her. You know, for a last memory. Of course, it's none of my business, so I say yes and left the room. Though, what I saw on my surveillance cameras was really more than a simple goodbye.
What did you see?
The boy was having sexual intercourse with his ex-girlfriend. Of course, I couldn't do nothing, so I reported him. I then had to go to the police department for my deposit, and it turned out after the trial he got charged for domestic rape. You know, since she's dead and she can't give her consent.
Well, it's an unusual situation. Do you know the reasons that explain why people do these things?
After this experience, I've done a little research, and it turns out people often do this because corpses can't reject, disagree, manipulate, or abuse them. Obviously, in his case, I think it was more like I can't let go of her in a stalker way, you know?
They weren't together anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is pretty disturbing. Thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure.
Now we're going to talk with Derek, a psychologist. He will be talking to us today about pedophilia. Hi, Derek.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great, thank you. So would you mind telling us what is pedophilia?
Pedophilia is a psychiatric disorder in which an adult or older adolescent experiences an exclusive sexual attraction to prepubescent children. The official definition by the DSM-5 is that pedophilia involves intense and recurrent sexual urges towards and fantasize about prepubescent children that have either been acted upon or which causes the person with the attraction distress or interpersonal difficulty.
Why do you think people choose to act this way?
There is no official causes of pedophilia, although researchers have found some possibilities as an association with the IQs. But as I say, there is no final answer to their research. But it has been proven that childhood abuse by adults or comorbid psychiatric illness such as personality disorders and substance abuse are risk factor for acting on pedophilic urges.
What do these cases look like? How old are the victims? And what kind of people interest them?
For confidentiality reasons, I can tell you what do the cases look like, but they normally are around 13 years old. So pedophiles are attracted in prepubescent children.
Do you often get cases that are related to pedophilia?
Yes, because as a psychologist specialized in traumatic experience, I often get cases of children that have been abused.
What do the victims endure mentally after living this type of experience?
It's a really traumatic event for children, so they will have a lot of anxiety, confusion, guiltiness, fear, basically all the typical post-traumatic symptoms. We will also see a lot of problems when they'll become older. Also sexual relationship will be attacked. They won't trust a lot of person and they're going to feel rejected and they're going to isolate themselves.
Okay, so thank you for coming today and telling us more about pedophilia.
You're welcome.